Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 6, police are working to learn more about an overnight shooting in a Raleigh neighborhood that left a man in the hospital. Officers just cleared that scene a few minutes ago.
Plus, a shooting in Fayetteville ends with a car in a pool. Coming up, we'll hear from one man who was there when it happened.
And all is quiet for us right now, but we could see a few passing showers this afternoon. I'll talk about our latest runs on Futurecast and how the weekend looks coming up.
There is increased security in Washington this morning ahead of another historic court appearance for former President Donald Trump. What we're expecting to see happen this afternoon in a federal courtroom. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine and looking at sunrise coming up here, and we'll get those clouds, which is making it kind of pretty out there. It is refreshing, and Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. Humidity's down, temperatures are down again.
Yeah, good morning to both of you. Yeah, humidity's down, feeling pretty comfortable out there for us right now. We do have some cloud cover to deal with. It's going to make, I think, for in some spots, a beautiful sunrise with kind of that filtered look, if you will. More clouds than what we saw yesterday. That's our beautiful Sanford camera here this morning. Good morning to all of you. Where we sit right now, we're pretty quiet. You notice there's a few green areas popping up here on radar. That's what we call ground clutter. It's basically the radar picking up on particles very close to the ground. The actual rainfall that looks a little bit more like rain is back to the west, and that's likely to stay there here through most of today. But some of this could skirt our far western counties, and we could also see that chance of a light shower or two today. There's Futurecast heading forward in time. We're looking pretty quiet. The clouds stick with us, and then just an isolated shower this afternoon. Not a washout for us, but just a little bit unsettled, Brian.
All right, 601, Anthony, and we have a couple of crashes in Garner. There's one on Jones Sausage Road just north of Garner Road, and then a second crash right around the I-40 interchange. With that one, we've been seeing a little bit of a delay as you head between that Amazon facility back toward the I-40 interchange on Jones Sausage, but then it clears up pretty quickly. Looks like those are both minor crashes, so they should get cleared in pretty short order. Just look out for some police activity on the side of the road. Take a look at your 40 westbound ride through Wake County right now from 42 in Johnston County all the way out to 540, heading into the airport area, and RTP traffic's flowing freely.
With breaking news, we're following out of Raleigh. A man is in the hospital after a shooting in a neighborhood. It happened on Quarry Ridge Lane in the southeastern part of the city. It happened just before 2 o'clock this morning. Police just cleared out from that scene in the last half hour. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey was there while police were searching that scene. Kelsey, I know they wrapped up. Now you're over at the police station. What's going on there now?
Well, police say that a man was shot at a home that was in that neighborhood in southeast Raleigh just before 2 o'clock this morning. We've got video to show you now of police going in and out of the home where that shooting happened. Detectives were on the scene interviewing people who live nearby, and we're still working to find out whether that shooting happened inside or outside of the house. I spoke with the shooting victim's aunt, and she says that that was actually his mother's home, and his mom and some small children were in the house when the shooting happened, but they are okay. No word yet on a suspect. This is still an ongoing investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh. It will be another historic day today in D.C., where former President Donald Trump will be arraigned on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. He is due to appear in court at 4 this afternoon, and he has the option to attend virtually. His lead attorney says the decision on whether Trump will be there in person has not yet been made. Now, if he does go to the courthouse in person, he will likely enter through a side entrance away from crowds. Trump is expected to enter not guilty pleas on all four charges he is facing. Federal and local law enforcement are working to secure the U.S. District Courthouse in D.C. ahead of his appearance today. Law enforcement has been looking closely at online platforms where possible threats may originate.
Find out what's going on social media. What are they hearing in the street? Are they going to have protesters show up? All these kinds of things. They'll be checking with like bus companies to see whether or not buses have been rented to come into D.C., hotel reservations.
Authorities say so far there is nothing to indicate an active threat of violence. The four charges Trump is facing in the January 6th investigation are his third indictment in recent months. In June, he was indicted in Florida on 37 charges related to his handling of classified documents. And in March, he was indicted on 34 charges in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. He's also facing a possible indictment in Georgia related to the aftermath of the 2020 election. WREL and NBC News will be following this historic arraignment through the day. We will have live coverage before and after the court appearance. And you can get updates online at WREL.com or on our news app.
Police in Fayetteville are at a park this morning, 10 hours after a chaotic shooting that ended with this car in a community pool. This happened last night around 8 o'clock. Police are still on the scene. Michael Grace is there with the WREL breaking news tracker. And Michael, I know witnesses told you, oddly enough, this all happened, this gathering. People were there because of a shooting that happened last week.
Yeah, this is for a child who was killed last weekend, and witnesses say they heard around 50 shots. I want to get you back to that video of the car in the pool. Now, police say they received multiple calls about this incident. When they got here, they found a man who was shot. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. And they also say that that car was found in the pool. We had a chance to speak with one witness. Here's what he had to say.
It had to be at least 10 to 15 people in the parking lot with guns, and they all started shooting at each other. At that point, the car was pulling off, and as he was pulling out of the parking lot, I guess he had got shot, and the car ran through the fence and ended up in the pool.
And Brown said him and others ran into the rec center, locked the door to avoid those shots. Right now, we're still working with authorities to get an update on that man who was shot and find out exactly how many people were involved in this shooting. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WREL News.
There for a vigil to release balloons for that little girl. New this morning, the steady upward climb we're seeing in gas prices is taking another jump. The average price for a gallon of regular nationwide, now $3.82, up 2 cents from yesterday. North Carolina, the average price jumped 3 cents. It's up to $3.62 now. And the average in Raleigh is also up 3 cents now at $3.63.
More new developments being revealed this morning in the disappearance of Alicia Watts of Moore County. New documents show her boyfriend had a domestic violence protective order taken out against him by a woman in Durham County 2 months ago. Police and family members say James Dunmore was well into his year-long relationship with Watts at the time. The woman in that case claimed Dunmore repeatedly punched and choked her. Dunmore has previous convictions in the state of Virginia for assault, battery, and kidnapping in the early 2000s. He is considered a person of interest in Watts' disappearance. We're learning more about a shooting that left a man dead at a home in Fuquay Varina. Court documents reveal the suspect and the victim knew each other. This was the investigation unfolding on Fieldcrest Lane. Officers say 63-year-old Jeffrey Hoffman shot and killed Robert Barton Wednesday morning. Hoffman is charged with murder. Now, according to first responders' radio traffic, this was a situation involving a tenant and a landlord. In June, Hoffman and Barton were in court. Documents show Barton was accused of failing to pay rent of $500. That case was dismissed.
We're getting a clearer picture now of what this tornado damage means for the Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount. A new report from the drug maker says this damage was confined to a warehouse area. Labs, production areas, and equipment are all fine. But unfortunately, 40,000 pallets of finished drugs and supplies were damaged. The company plans to rebuild and is looking for new storage space so it can ramp up operations again. And they say that could take a few weeks.
New calls for drivers to take extra care when driving through work zones. The plea from state leaders and victims' families after a series of crashes. Plus,
nobody speaks up because they're so scared for their jobs.
Dancers accusing Lizzo of harassment tell more of their story, why they say they're coming forward now.
As you head out this morning, it is still feeling relatively comfortable. We'll talk about, though, when we see a return to the heat and humidity, plus a few rain chances for the weekend coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is 6:11 on this Thursday morning. Where we head outside, it's feeling pretty comfortable. Temperature-wise, there's quite a range here, at least relative. 60 degrees in Goldsboro. Good morning to you in Rocky Mount at 60, 71 in Raleigh. We were in the upper 50s in Goldsboro here even in the past half an hour or so. So feeling very comfortable. A little bit more cloud cover for us this afternoon. There's where our muggy meter sits. It's in the tolerable category, but comparatively, it feels pretty nice. Almost that comfortable level for us today. High temperature-wise, our normal is 90 for this time of year. We're going to be below that today and tomorrow. Saturday, right about that, we'll call it. Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday, though, that's when we see a return to the heat and humidity. Feels like temperatures by Monday will be very close, if not a little bit above the triple digits.
All right, 6:12 right now, Anthony, as we take a look at WRAL traffic. That crash at Jones Sausage Road around I-40 appears to have cleared, but we have a second crash on Jones Sausage Road just north of Garner Road. It's a minor crash, probably not causing too many problems out there. Sensors at the moment looking pretty good in that area. We're looking good on our major routes in Wake County and also in Durham County as we take a look at those live sensor readings. Just a 1 minute delay on that northbound trip on I-85 leaving Hillsboro heading back toward the 147 interchange. Jeff?
As you head out the door this morning, it is important today and every day to take some extra time, pay attention while you're driving, especially in those work zones. There are new calls from state leaders to make sure these workers make it back home safely every day. It comes after recent crashes on North Carolina roads. This is video of a deadly work zone crash just a few months ago. WRL's Aaron Thomas spoke with a man whose mother was killed while working out there on the roads in one of those zones. It's been nearly a year since a driver hit Anna Bradshaw on Highway 264 in Wilson. Now, the accused driver was charged with felony hit and run in this case.
She did this day in and day out for 12 years. And in just a moment, you know, just like a very quick instance, she lost her life doing what she loved to do.
Yeah, these folks have names and families, and the director of NC Governor's Highway Safety Program says it is important drivers slow down when we see work zones and flashing lights. Meantime, Ramirez says he wants to see stronger enforcement policies for those who break the law in these areas.
The dancers who are suing Lizzo over allegations of harassment and discrimination are sharing more of their story. Three former backup dancers for the pop singer accuse her of maintaining a hostile work environment. The accusations have shocked Lizzo's fans, as the singer is known for uplifting messages and advocacy for body positivity. The dancers say they endured weight shaming and sexual harassment, among other issues.
So if there's anything that I can do in my power to ensure that dancers or singers or whoever decides to work with her don't have to go through that same experience, I'm gonna do that.
Nobody speaks up because they're so scared for their jobs. I was terrified for my job.
Neither Lizzo nor her production company have responded to the allegations.
More plane problems for Delta Airlines this morning. The FAA is investigating after tires blew out during a landing at the world's busiest airport. Passengers were seen evacuating yesterday at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta. According to the FAA, the flight came out of Richmond, Virginia, and as it was landing, the left side tires on the landing gear just burst. The FAA's registry shows the Boeing 757 is 31 years old. There are no reports of any injuries. And you remember Delta had a similar incident, this landing in Charlotte back in June. A flight from Atlanta landed without nose gear at Charlotte Douglas International. The pilot landed it safely. No one was hurt there. According to a preliminary report from the NTSB, investigators say they found a fractured upper lock in that landing gear, which is what caused the problem.
Happening right now in the WRL Live Center, the war between Ukraine and Russia continues, and overnight we learn that Russia says that it downed 7 Ukrainian drones near Moscow. We did learn also that no casualties or damage reported and that no consequences for people or infrastructure. Ukraine, though, has yet to comment on this alleged attack. We're going to continue to follow this here in the WRL Live Center.
Brett, thanks. It's a curious case of the disappearing water, over 10 trillion gallons. It's all been lost from the Colorado River Basin between 2000 and 2021. Researchers say the main culprit is climate change, with it significantly impacting the river's water levels over the past 20 years. The higher temperatures have resulted in a 10% decrease in the river's flow. That's a big loss for a river that runs through 7 states and provides water for about 40 million people.
I think it's difficult for people to accept the fact that we just don't have the ability to extract more water out of the system. We're going to have to reduce our use.
Even after a winter of record rain, researchers say it isn't enough to reverse two decades of climbing temperatures. This morning on Fox 50, it's South Korea versus Germany in the Women's World Cup. That game got started about 15 minutes ago. Our 7 o'clock news then on Fox 50 will air on WRL News Plus. You can find it on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or on the WRL app on your TV and mobile device.
Coming up on 617 right now, live look at Apex right down Salem Street right there in Wake County, all the way to Bladen County. We have some clouds widespread out there. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, we do, Jeff. That's kind of the change here as opposed to yesterday. We've seen some nice days with low humidity, but a little bit more cloud cover this morning. There is still some haze in the atmosphere, not enough to be in that unhealthy category for us. But first of all, look how calm our White Lake camera is. That water is not moving. The winds are pretty calm right now, and we have some of that haze, like I said, off in the distance. There's where we sit right now. Our air quality, yes, is in the kind of that yellow category. So if you're unusually sensitive to some of those particles, you may want to take it a little bit easy today. But I think any and all rainfall that we get, we're expecting a few light showers could kind of help with that. Here's where we sit on radar. There's a few light showers back to the west. What you're seeing here on radar around most of our area, that's not rain. It's just the radar in a very sensitive mode, and it can kind of pick up on particles, dirt, dust, birds, things like that. We're not going to see any rainfall, though, this morning. There's future cast. So we go through the day. There's a chance of a passing light shower, but you notice there's a lot of dry air in place over us, and so it's going to be few and far between. Not everyone will see the rainfall today. We'll see the more cloud cover pushing in. Raleigh there as we head about 3 o'clock or so around the triangle could see a passing shower. No thunderstorms expected for us today. It's just kind of that regular old shower activity. There's 6 o'clock this evening, and as we head into tonight, again, a quick passing shower, maybe a rumble of thunder. I think the coverage after midnight could be just a little bit greater. We'll just call it scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder here overnight tonight and again during the day tomorrow. Where we sit temperature-wise, there's a bit of a range. 60 there in Goldsboro, 60 in Rocky Mount. It's comfortable. Humidity levels are low. We are not going to see a return to that until we head probably into tomorrow afternoon and the weekend, where it starts to feel just a little bit more humid as well. 82 the high temperature there in Raleigh, 85 in Goldsboro, 86 in Clinton. So these are a little bit below where we should be for this time of year, but on the whole, it's not going to feel too bad. I want to talk briefly too about where we're headed here hurricane season wise. We have no storm systems we're watching right now, but as we're now in August, we're getting closer to that peak of hurricane season, which is September 10th officially. We really start to climb that peak here, and then we go down as we head into the month of October. No systems that we're monitoring right now. Of course, we will continue to track that very closely and just make sure to keep that in mind, that we still have a long way to go here in hurricane season. 82 for us today, 79 tomorrow. We return to the low 90s there into the weekend and early next week. Maybe a few rain chances there, Brian, but looking pretty calm overall.
All right, Anthony, 619 right now. Still have that crash reported on Jones Sausage Road just north of Garner Road. Not seeing any big problems with that. Also over in the Zebulon area, disabled vehicle on Highway 39 near 264. But again, not seeing any big issues as we take a look at the sensors there. Looking good around Wake County and in Durham County. 885 in Durham right now looks good between I-40 and the 147 split. And we'll take a live look at that camera on the Beltline, 440 out at Lassiter Mill Road. That is westbound traffic heading away from us. We can see that that repaving work continues on the westbound side. Looks like they have two of those lanes repaved to replace that bumpy pavement out there. Not seeing any delays right now on the westbound trip on 440 from 87 around to Wade Avenue. You're not going to run into any problems at the moment.
An urgent plea this morning from the Wake County Animal Center, where animals are at risk of being euthanized. The reasons behind the overcrowding at the shelter and how you can help.
And parents in Zebulon have some concerns as the town is putting up cameras in parks. Why town leaders say this is a step toward improving the parks in the future.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back to tell you what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Rumors about a fight between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are not going away, and it appears at least one of them is taking it very seriously.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending on our Thursday, Brian.
I'm not the one taking it seriously. It's Mark Zuckerberg, who shared a text conversation with his wife yesterday about an octagon he built in the backyard. She doesn't seem too happy about it, saying that she's been working on the grass for 2 years.
This exchange is hilarious. He's like, hey, did you see what I did? It's awesome. We have plenty of yard space. This is great. And she's like, I've been working on that yard for 2 years now. And sure enough, that will kill the grass in a heartbeat. You put something like that on it, it's not going to get any sunlight or anything like that. It's just funny.
Come on, Mark. You got to discuss it with the wife first. Before you put something big
on. By the way, I put this giant octagon up.
Yard management, yeah. An important family decision.
Oh, yeah.
Post Malone is now the proud owner of a $2 million trading card. The rapper and avid collector paid that big price for a one-of-a-kind Magic the Gathering card. A lucky person pulled that rare card from a pack in June and said Post Malone was the first person he thought of as far as selling it.
Yeah, Post Malone, clearly a big fan, but that wasn't the highest offer. The guy was getting offers for more than $2 million, but wanted Post Malone to have it. And now this rare card that's so important to that whole universe.
Trading cards, yeah, trade a whole bunch of cash for you
and just cough up a couple million.
It's a world turned upside down.
Right, what is happening?
Brian, thanks. Well, today would have been Tony Bennett's 97th birthday. This morning on Today, his widow and his oldest son sit down with Hoda Kotb to talk about him in their first interview since his death less than 2 weeks ago.
How do you think he, Susan, would like to be remembered?
You know, he didn't want to be remembered as the best. He just really wanted to be remembered as a nice person. And I think all the outpouring of love from people that we know and love and complete strangers has proven that.
You can see the full interview this morning at 7 on Today, right here on WREL.
We have breaking news out of Raleigh, where a man was shot in a neighborhood early this morning. WRS Kelsey Coffey will join us live with what she's learned from that man's family.
And we are watching a few light showers on radar this morning, mainly west of our viewing area. I'll talk about if these affect us here at home and how the weekend forecast looks coming up.
Plus, a shootout in Fayetteville ends with a car in a pool. Coming up, we'll hear from one man who was there when it happened.